have a really good Heavenly Father. He loves us. And when you love your children, you want to do good things. You may want to correct them, but correction can be good. So here is a letter that I wanted to read to you. This is a woman who submitted a prayer request, and it was over a friend who was in very bad physical condition. So she submitted it, and she said within like 30, 40 minutes, the friend had a big touch from God. So I think it's wonderful that God loves us and cares about every need of our lives. Wouldn't you say that?
True. And Mom, we also have great partners that support us, encourage us, and pray for us. And so this testimony is also kind of that ripple effect to our partners. And we just want to thank our partners for being such an invaluable part of our ministry. And you might be watching right now and you have a need in your life. You might have a financial need, you might have a physical need, a relationship need. Maybe you're just struggling on the job or in your schoolwork and just having some difficulties. Maybe there's some emotional issues. Maybe you've been given a diagnosis, bipolar, schizophrenic. God has a miracle. God has answers. God has solutions for you. So hop on the phone, get on the website. We want to pray for you. And we know that God answers prayer. And Mom, you've done a really amazing teaching here called Sing the Divine Yes. And it's based on 2 Corinthians 1 verse 20, where it says, "For all the promises of God are yes and amen in Christ Jesus." And I think this is so important. Some of you watching, or most of us, we think, well, you know, is God really that good? Sometimes we hear this idea, it's too good to be true. Is that really true with God? Is God too good to be true? That's a question you might ask yourself. But more importantly, I want you to watch this teaching now with Mom, because she's going to answer that question. Is God too good to be true for you? And as you watch this teaching, it'll lock it firm in your heart what God has for you.
When everything in your life is saying no, you can speak a divine yes that will bring about the miraculous intervention of God in your life. For your gift of any amount, we will send you Marilyn's CD, The Divine Yes. Through this anointed teaching, Marilyn introduces you to key figures in the Bible who responded to God's invitational divine yes with a yes of their own. Say yes to healing and health, restored and repaired relationships, and a life of miracles through the power of faith. For your gift of $25 or more, we will also send you Marilyn's DVD, Ask Big and Get Bigger Results. Do you want to double your portion and double your supernatural blessing? You weren't created to just live a natural life. You were created to walk in the miraculous. In this insightful DVD, Marilyn will walk you through how to ask for and grasp the abundant prosperity the Lord wants you to experience. And to complete this offer, we'll also include the God's Promises Scripture card. Call or click today to receive this great resource.
One of the most important messages I ever read in the Bible, and that lives in my heart from the time I was 11 to 87, is I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Because a lot of times people say you can't do it. You know, your own ability says you can't do it. Your inexperience says you can't do it. And yet God is telling you to do it. So I want to look at some of the most important teaching you have ever heard in your life. It's called the Divine Yes. When we say yes to God, when he says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, we have gotten into the supernatural, the divine yes. Now, I have something so important. This CD will really tell you how to bring the miracles into your life. So you say, well, how do I get it? Well, if you just send any offering of any amount, we would like to give it to you as a gift. So I want everyone to call, because everyone needs to see and hear the divine yes in their lives and what can happen to them. Now, if I look at Paul, and, you know, he wrote the biggest part of the New Testament, but what if he had said no? When God touched him, what if he had said, no, I'm not interested? We wouldn't have most of the New Testament. This is so key for us. What would have happened if you hadn't said yes to Jesus when he touched your heart and drew you to him? what would have happened if you had said, well, I don't think all the promises are right. Some of them are wrong. What would have happened if you had eliminated the scripture? Thanks be to God who always leads us to triumph in Christ and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. You know, I've had many people say to me, you can't do that. And I still have some things I'm cooking on that people said, you can't do that. But you see, when we say yes to what he says, then he moves the obstacles and he does the miraculous in ways we cannot even imagine. So I want you to call in because you need this. I need this. I need to constantly be reminded that all the promises of God in him are yes and amen, not maybe, but yes and amen. Now, sometimes we've held on to promises for a long time and we haven't seen them happen. This will help you not to give up till you win. And remember, any offering you send in, we want to send you the CD with a divine yes. So let's just look at some people in the Bible. Let's look at Peter. You know, when Jesus said, cast your net on the other side, he fished all night. You know, and he said, hey, I've done it all night. There isn't anything to get. But he said yes. And he cast his net on the other side and got such a supernatural supply that the nets were broken. And then on top of that, Jesus had breakfast ready for them. How would you like Jesus to fix breakfast for you? Is that personal? Why? Because he wants to say yes to the needs in your life. What about healing? Well, I've been sick a long time. You know, nothing has worked for me. But let's don't give up. You know, we wanted a baby. And we were married 17 years before I got pregnant. I'm sorry, 13 years before I got pregnant with Sarah. Now, you could have said, oh, well, you know, you're going through the change and you'll probably never have a baby. Not everybody has babies. But we never said no. We said yes. And so I was older when Sarah was born. I was 36. But what a blessing she is to me. What a blessing she is to the world. What if I had said, no, too old, given up? Maybe you need to call in with some of your healing needs. Maybe you need to call in with some things that they've told you is impossible. And they told me when I was pregnant with Sarah, you're not pregnant, you're going through the change. Well, that was the biggest change in my life. But look how Sarah and her husband, now her children, are bringing a change to the whole world. So when we begin to say yes, that's when God begins to do things. Now, I've looked at other religions, and the big part of other religions is saying no. But the big part of our walk with God, oh my goodness, is saying yes. So I'm going to tell you something I say yes to, and I think it will help you because I want you to get involved with a divine yes. So when God says to me, you know, I want you to do this, it's always something impossible. It's always something my mind says, you can't do this. It's impossible. But if I say yes to God, when I said yes to God about Ethiopia in 1989, God opened Ethiopia to me. They were under communism at that time. Now today, there's a radical revival going on in Ethiopia. And I went, I believe, 9 times. What if I had said, when God told me to go to Pakistan, no, it's just too dangerous. I'm not going to do that. And when I say dangerous, you know, there were suicide bombers who took an oath to kill me. We had a man who had a gun outside the bedroom of my hotel 24 hours a day. I said, yes. Now, mighty things are happening in Pakistan. Mighty things are happening in Islamic countries. But what if we say no? We can miss the supernatural. So I want you to call in. And I want you to have this CD because you'll listen to this, you'll be inspired, and you'll forget it. You'll think, well, what did she teach on? Let's see. And so call in and tell them, I want the CD, and sow a seed. You say, well, how much? Well, sow a seed that God tells you. What about the amount? It could be a big seed, and God could give a big miracle. But any seed is going to bless you because you've sown something so you can have a harvest. Are you listening to me? Have you picked up the phone yet? Have you gotten your CD, The Divine Yes? Are you going to use this to be a blessing to keep you in faith? I have to work with my heart to stay in faith. I do. And there are days when I get up, and especially in other countries, I'm tired, I have jet lag, I think, what am I doing? These people don't want me here anyway. And I say, Acts 26:1. I think myself happy. It's a divine yes. Now, just take a minute. Ask God to show you the seed he would have you sow. And then call in and sow the seed. Any amount, and get the CD, and let your life be a happy life because you learn how to say yes. You say yes to him. All things are possible to him that believes. Oh, well, nothing has happened yet. Yes, they are possible. Yes, that is his word. Yes, when Peter cast his net on the other side. Yes, God filled the net. And really, Peter should have had two nets or four nets because the nets broke. God wants to do bigger things than you can imagine. Many people said to me when I got in the ministry, you'll never do anything. You know, you're just a silly little pastor's wife. And so you like the word of God. But did I know there would come a day when I would literally reach millions of people because I said, yes. What is God going to do in you when you say yes? And sow a seed. And I can tell you of times when I'm really believing for something big and nothing big is happening. Well, what do? I don't give up and say, oh, well, what's the use? But I sow a seed. Honestly, I could tell you some wild, crazy, crazy times when I sowed a seed. So call in right now and get your divine yes and expect God to do the supernatural in your life. And he has more to say to you, so stay right there.
This year, with your generous help, this ministry stepped into some of the darkest places on earth, bringing light, hope, and the power of God's word. In Syria, Bangladesh, and Pakistan, war and devastating natural disasters threatened thousands of people who lost everything, having to flee their homes with just the clothes on their backs. With the help of our faithful partners, we were able to send aid to these desperate places, providing food, water, medical care, and safe shelter. In Bangladesh, where 99% of people have never heard the name of Jesus, we sent Bibles and held healing meetings. I preached the word to thousands of people, and the power of God brought healing, deliverance, and salvation. In Brazil, our ministry team was used by God, walking the streets, visiting schools, discipling youth, and witnessing lives changed by the power of God. In Israel, we equipped first responders with emergency medical bags and meals, strengthening their hands to save lives. Decades of my grandmother's teachings have been restored and are being released on all media platforms to reach a new generation with the same timeless truths of God's word. But we need your help to do this. As 2025 comes to a close, please prayerfully consider sowing a gift to help us continue taking the power of God's word to this hurting world. Call or click today to give your very best gift.
When everything in your life is saying no, you can speak a divine yes that will bring about the miraculous intervention of God in your life. For your gift of any amount, we will send you Marilyn's CD, The Divine Yes. Through this anointed teaching, Marilyn introduces you to key figures in the Bible who responded to God's invitational divine yes with a yes of their own. Say yes to healing and health, restored and repaired relationships, and a life of miracles through the power of faith. For your gift of $25 or more, we will also send you Marilyn's DVD, Ask Big and Get Bigger Results. Do you want to double your portion and double your supernatural blessing? You weren't created to just live a natural life. You were created to walk in the miraculous. In this insightful DVD, Marilyn will walk you through how to ask for and grasp the abundant prosperity the Lord wants you to experience. And to complete this offer, we'll also include the God's Promises Scripture card. Call or click today to receive this great resource.
You have an opportunity today for the greatest miracle of your life. You say, why? How? Because you can say yes to what God says. All, not just some, all the promise in Him are yes and amen. Are you having health problems? Say yes that Jesus took your infirmities and diseases, and by His stripes you are healed. Then I want you to call us, and I have a special, special CD called The Divine Yes. When you say yes to God's promises, honey, you're in the supernatural. So call in. We want to hear from you and sow a seed. When you sow a seed, it says, I'm really serious. Whatever size, it's very important. Now, maybe today you say, I have some ugly relatives, or my marriage is the pits. Ugh. And I don't know what can happen. So I'm going to share something with you. We had a couple in our church some years ago. They had four children. And I don't know, she got out of sync with him and moved away and took the children. So every time we came to a service, I prayed with Joe that God would touch her heart, that God would turn it around. See, God can turn things around. And one day, after a year of speaking what God said, she called and said, Joe, if you still want me, come get me and the kids. And they're still together. The children, I see them sometimes. They work at the airport. But do you have relationships that are just ugly? Well, let's get this beautiful CD and keep yourself in faith to see that turnaround. That's important. Now, I'm going to say something to you about you're single and you'd like to marry. You know, when I was dating and I was out of school, I was a school teacher. And so I started to date this guy. And one night he told me, I have to tell you something very serious. So I said, well, what are you going to tell me? You're married? He said, I am. Ugh. So I went home and told my mother. And she said, I'm going to pray him out of your life. So relationships are very important. He never called me again. He could have been dead. I said, don't just pray people out, pray somebody in. And then I met my husband. And that was a miracle. And I had a wonderful marriage. So relationships, call in, sow a seed. The divine yes will help you stay in a yes attitude. Now, what about finances? You know, all of us, we have challenges with finances, and invariably, God will ask me to do something. I don't have the money for it. So the first time I went to Pakistan, I lacked $30,000. So I'm going to Indonesia on the way. I don't have $30,000. And some people said to me, what are you going to do? I said, it's up to God. What is He going to do? So I'm sitting, waiting for them to take me to the airport. And in this hotel, this man said to me that he was waiting for someone. What are you doing? And so I said, well, I'm a Christian. I'm going to Pakistan. He said, well, do you have enough money for it? I almost fell over. A stranger to say that to you. I said, well, I'm lacking $30,000. And he opened his briefcase and said, you're not now. Folks, I've had to live by the supernatural for finances, and you do too. Call in, sow a seed. I have sown some of my biggest seed when I had my greatest need. And see, this beautiful CD, The Divine Yes, will help you to keep in faith until you see what you need to see and sow a seed. Folks, if you don't sow, you don't reap. Now, maybe you're just feeling down. Oh, dear Lord, everything is against me. You know, my health, my family, all these things are against me. Oh, and so you're just down. You say, well, you know, I'm just a depressed person. I don't buy that. I don't buy that because Paul, who was in a problem all the time, said, I think myself happy. And he was standing in front of Agrippa, who could send him to Rome and have him killed. Oh, I think myself happy. Your emotions are a big deal. So I'm going to tell you what I do. Every morning, I get up and I say, good morning, Father. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. This is your beloved Marilyn. You say, arrogant. No, not arrogant. Because over 60 times, he calls you beloved in the New Testament. Call in, sow a seed, and get the divine yes that can absolutely keep you cooking, honey, in faith. I have to keep cooking in faith. I have to feed my faith. I have to keep saying yes to things that I have believed for many years. So many of the countries I'm going to now, I prayed over years ago. Many of the things I'm seeing happen in Sarah's life and my grandchildren's life, my wonderful grandson, I prayed and I sowed seed to see the miraculous. This will work for you. And remember, this will jog your memory. This CD, how can I say it? This CD will keep you cooking and it will help you with your emotions because we all can get into an emotional spin and start going downhill. No. We can't do that. We have to think ourselves happy. We have to feed our faith and what God says about us and not what other people are saying or even what you think about yourself. Call in. Get the CD. Sow a seed. It's worth it. Are you depressed? This is a big key to turn around the situation and the circumstances. Now, what do I do? So I'm going to kind of tell you my schedule. My mind is the best in the morning. So that's when I read the Bible. Because my mind is fresh. If I wait till late at night, I'm going downhill. But in the morning, I'm fresh. So that's when I read the Bible. That's when I begin to speak the promises that I believe will come to pass in that day or in this year. And whatever. So you say, well, you know, I don't read my Bible regularly. I'm not going to get on you, but I'm going to tell you it's a very necessary thing. You need to read the Bible. You know, so you say, well, I don't have a plan. Well, if you read two chapters of the old, one of the new, I'm telling you, you can finish your Bible in a year, less than a year. Or you say, well, I don't want to read the whole Bible. Well, then get a plan for the New Testament. It's not hard, doesn't take that long. And it's very important that we have spiritual growth. So I want you to call in and say, I'm going to sow a seed. I want to grow more spiritually at this time in the next 30 days than I ever have. So we want to see that you sow a seed and you get the CD that will help you stay in faith. Oh, yeah. Till you get the fulfillment of the promise. Now, there are some things I've believed for that I've almost given up sometimes. And because I sowed seed, God began to make ways for me to have things. So I'm going to tell you a real crazy faith thing. You know I'm a crazy faith person. I believe you are too. So when my husband died, he left an inheritance. And I sowed the inheritance. But then God opened a way for me to have 1 million people in a crusade in Pakistan. When I want big things, I sow big seed. Little seed are important too. I don't want to say it isn't. But sow with a specific thing in mind. Father, I want to reap this. I want to see my children born again. I want to see my marriage healed. I want to see my body strong. I want to see my finances do a turnaround. So, and I want to see you get this beautiful CD, The Divine Yes. So have you called in? Get your head together now and call in. Get the amount you're going to sow and believe that God is going to take that seed and work it in the most miraculous way that you can ever, ever imagine. Awesome what God can do. God bless you. Keep sowing, keep praying, keep believing. Never give up. It's not over till you win.
Are you tired? Are you broken? Do you feel far from God? God says that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. I want you to call out to God today. God loves you. He is listening. He is a God of love and a God of life.
I want to have a special prayer with you for your finances. I believe this is a special time when you and I can get together and pray and believe. And I've had to walk all my life, I think since I was 11, and believe for finances. So you say, you don't have any experience. Honey, don't talk to me about experience. And it seems like it always goes up. You know, there's always a bigger need. So I want to pray a special prayer over your finances. Are you ready? So put your hand on your heart. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I believe you are my Father. You want to meet every need in my life. I thank you that you want to bless me on all levels, but today especially in my finances. So I thank you for money that's coming from unusual places. I thank you. You can give me a car that works. You can give me a house when I don't have any place really to live. You can give me things that I would never dream of because you're a loving Father in Jesus' name. Now, do you believe prayer pays? I do. Don't tell me prayer doesn't work. Too late. I'm 87. It's been working a long, long time, actually, since I was 11 years old. So that prayer, we believe, and we not only believe, honey, we receive.